This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Final preps just hours before Hurricane Francine comes ashore in Louisiana.
We know we're going to get some water, so I just want to protect what I have.
The Category 1 storm's expected to bring flooding all along the Gulf Coast. CBS's Dave Malkoff.
Lots of people getting the sandbags. Even the Coast Guard was out getting sandbags for their own homes. The barges were in the intercoastal, bringing all sorts of equipment in from the Gulf of Mexico, where it will be more protected, tied to trees, tied to hurricane moorings.
9/11, 23 years later, CBS's Linda Kenyon says it was marked at the Pentagon.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, says it was a day of heroism and horror.
We gather to acknowledge the heroes whose courage illuminated the darkest hours. And we gather to honor the families who have borne the deepest loss.
While Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says we also remember the resolve.
We are the United States of America. We do not bend to terror.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
And in New York,
Edward T. Keene,
Richard M. Keene,
Lisa Yvonne.
The solemn annual ritual reading the names of victims. Vice President Harris and Donald Trump were both there. They shook hands just hours after their debate showdown. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Both sides are claiming victory after a contentious debate that was filled with heated exchanges. Vice President Harris repeatedly tried to bait former President Trump, and her team says he took it every time. When the debate was over, Harris almost immediately said she's ready for a second one. Trump says he's still thinking about it.
Election officials are warning that problems with the nation's mail delivery system could threaten to disenfranchise voters. They tell the head of the Postal Service in a letter that persistent deficiencies have not been fixed. A new government report paints a positive picture on inflation. Consumer prices up 2.5% from 1 year ago in August. Lael Brainard is director of the National Economic Council.
Today's report suggests that we are really turning the page on inflation. Inflation's fallen to 2.5%, and that is close to the level the month before the pandemic started.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's pulled a vote on a temporary spending bill that would keep federal agencies funded for 6 months when the new budget year begins next month. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is down 237 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 22-year-old Racine woman has been charged with buying the gun used in the shooting death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child in Kenosha. Kalia Patterson allegedly bought the gun for Lawrence Franklin Jr., who's charged with 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. He's currently the subject of a massive search. The state Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday about the legality of Racine's mobile voting van used in 2022. It had been previously declared illegal by a Racine judge. The court's decision will determine the future use of mobile voting sites in Wisconsin elections. A diver looking at a shipwreck never came back up off the shore of Pleasant Prairie yesterday. Search efforts stopped last night and resumed this morning. The man was 6 miles offshore in waters more than 100 feet deep. The Coast Guard and the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department are working together in the search effort. August home sales in the region dropped to Great Recession-era levels. That's according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. It was a 3% year-over-year decline across the 7-county area. In Kenosha County, there was an 8% drop. In Racine County, 3%. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-8888. 2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the team earned this win.
Guys competed, and the McGill and Williams at the end were really good. And thought it was a good effort by our pitching staff for sure, and our defense, and then obviously coming out and getting two early runs.
Game two in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a six-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Hits. That's all right here on WRJN, along with our big deals of the day, the peach cobbler. It is absolutely a delicious place to visit. Get a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Just go on our website, WRJN.com, and click on the big deals tab.
Over at Georgia Lake. I went around and then
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Two of us and nobody else. In this is the night.
Go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace, isn't it a pity? Didn't find time to call. Ready or not, gonna make it to the city. Oh, this is the night.
Go to the celebrity ball. Dress up tonight. Wild and lonely, we'll stay at home with you. We got so wild and lonely.
Sitting alone, sitting on a pillow, waiting to climb the walls. Maybe tonight, and how your dream goes, she'll home in her eyes.
She goes to the celebrity ball, dress up tonight.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN as we celebrate with Three Dog Night. Actually, we are more reminiscing and remembering our fallen heroes from September 11th, 23 years ago today. Let's never forget. Also, the Packers going to be taking on the Colts. They're going to play at noon Sunday against them. Pre-game is at 10 a.m. Sunday morning with a kickoff at noon. The games are sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20. That is the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. So much fun bowling the kids. We don't normally do it until the winter. We should do it in the summer because I got air conditioning in there. Lanes on 20, good food too. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner House on the Lake, nationally famed for prime rib. We got to check that one out. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. And I want to thank our sponsors for keeping Packer football on the air right here where you can listen on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal Lines Insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine. Open 7 days a week.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Fools rushing, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Still gorgeous today as when he first recorded it. That's Elvis Presley on WRJM with local news, timeless hits, and the awesome Stevie Wonder.
Bye.
Tennessee's home for local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN, the Beatles. Hello, goodbye. And today, September 11th, as we remember and send our love out to the families who still grieve today, and also to the people that lost their lives defending and dying for other people, our police, our firemen, our EMTs. God bless them all, and God bless their memories. So during this show, I've been playing different events that happened during this day. So we actually had the plane crashing into the north face of the North Tower, and then we talked about the South Tower, Flight 77 that hit the Pentagon, and Flight 93 that crashed into a farm field in Pennsylvania, and the people on that plane died fighting to get the plane back. Unbelievable. Just the heroes that passed that day. This last one was the hardest for me. All of them were hard, but this last one still affects me today as it did 23 years ago. You're going to hear an actual couple of calls from the towers. So this is the final event of that day. This was the towers collapsing. The first tower was the second one hit. South Tower collapsed at 9:59, although it was 8:59 here in Wisconsin. And the North Tower collapsed at 10:28, which was 9:28 here in Wisconsin.
At number 2 World Trade Center, right. 30 to 2 of us in the walking. We're not ready to die, but it's getting bad.
No, say
I'm gonna die.
Ma'am, say your prayers.
Stop.
We're gonna think positive because you gotta help each other get off the floor.
I'm dying.
All righty, there you go. WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in Wisconsin have lower concentrations of forever chemicals in their blood than people in other states. That's according to a newly published PFAS study from the University of Wisconsin. Researchers found people who eat fish on a regular basis have higher levels than most. So do older white men who make more money. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Kamala Harris won last night's debate, not just on style, but also on substance.
There are a number of issues that people really care deeply about that Harris spoke to in a really substantive way. And I think we saw Donald Trump, you know, just constantly falling back into conspiracy-laden nonsense.
Schaefer says Trump played to his base of supporters while Harris spoke more effectively to swing voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A search operation continues for a diver that went missing while exploring a shipwreck off Pleasant Prairie's Lake Michigan shore. The Coast Guard and Kenosha County Sheriff's Department resumed their efforts this morning after suspending the search last night due to darkness. In a separate incident, a man was rescued from Lake Michigan this morning after his vessel sank 3 miles offshore, just north of the state line. As the November 5th presidential election approaches, UW Parkside is launching the Election Experience 2024. They call it a nonpartisan initiative aimed at creating dialogue about the American political landscape. The Parkside program features high-profile events such as a debate on U.S. democracy with renowned scholars, plus an analysis of the upcoming elections by pollster Dr. Charles Franklin. Deer hunters should consider testing their deer for chronic wasting disease. Melissa Kay has more.
Eric Larson is a deer herd health specialist with the Wisconsin DNR. CWD testing remains a priority for the agency, with sampling available statewide. DNR has priority areas that agency staff are especially interested in receiving samples from to help further understand disease levels and distribution. Whether to consume deer that test positive is a personal choice, but Larson notes agencies that specialize in human health don't recommend consuming a deer that tests positive for CWD.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
In my heart. WRJN local news, timeless hits, beautiful day. 83 degrees right now in Racine, Kenosha, too. Just one of those unbelievable, breathless, breathtaking summer days.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only star.
starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Thank you.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits as well. And in the 97 years, our very own Don Rolzen was on the air September 11th, 2001. And he was telling me stories from his day working here. Really meant something to me as he was telling me about that. So we're remembering September 11th or have all day today. And coming up, I've been playing every hour, I've been playing like a special song from the 60s, you know, American focused. I've had so much fun with that. And I hope you have too, especially Chuck Berry back in the USA. Dion with Abraham Martin and John. Also, James Brown, America's My Home. I remembered it once I was playing it, but hope that was, if it was brand new to you, I hope you enjoyed that one as well. Jay and the Americans, I played that one earlier, Only in America, and I really wrestled with the next song coming up. It is much, much younger than the other songs, and it came out in January 27th, 1991, 10 days into the Persian Gulf War. But I really honestly think it's the best song to close out today's show right after this commercial break right here on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. on 540 a.m. WAUK. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Summer is winding down, so make sure you hit the pause button and stop in for a sweet treat. Mouthwatering cobbler topped with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake or freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
To honor America, especially the brave men and women serving our nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world, please join in the singing of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets from the 56th Tactical Training Wing at MacDill Air Force Base and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston.
loves our remembrance. WRJN remembers September 11th, 2001. God bless our veterans, our EMTs, our firemen, our police, and those families.
Touching warm, reaching out.